Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject called the Bible Principle of the Counterattack, and we're doing part three of a six-part series, and we're doing the topic called David and the Counterattack. We find this in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the story of David and Goliath. Turning now to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle, and they were gathered at Shochoh, and belongs to Judah, and they were encamped. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in a battle against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and a valley in between. Verse 4, and a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. That's about 3 meters. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze, which is about 56 kilograms. And he had a bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, that's about 7 kilograms, and a shield bearer went before him. And he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed, lost courage, that is, and were greatly afraid. Now David was the son of Jesse, who had 8 sons, and the man was old, advanced in years, in days of Saul. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul into battle. The names of these 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next to him Abinadab, and thirdly Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. This is a very interesting point too. Then Jesse said to his son David, "Take now to your brothers an ephod of dried grain and 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of the thousands, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them." Now Saul and they, all of the men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with a keeper, and took his things, and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in a battle array, army against army, and David left his supplies in the hand of the keeper, supply keeper that is, and ran to the army. This is interesting. He ran towards the problem and then came and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them, and all of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, give him his daughter, and give the father's house exemption from taxes in Israel." Then David spoke to the men who stood with him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him in like manner, "So shall it be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David. And he said, "Why do you come down here with whom you left of those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and your insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" Then he turned from him towards another and said the same thing as these people answered him with the first ones did. Reading now from verse 31. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he went to him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail him. In other words, don't be a coward. Let no man's heart fail them because of him, that is Goliath. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine to fight him, for you are a youth, and he is a man of war from youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep, in other words, David said that he used to keep his father's sheep. And when the lion and the bear came out and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. What's important to see here is verse 35. And David said, I went out after him and smote him and delivered out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him and killed him. What David is saying in verse 35 is that the lion took a lamb and David went after the lion. He hit him with a sling and knocked him down, but he wasn't dead. And he arose against David. David thought he was dead, but he was not dead. The lion arose and went for David, and David caught him by the chin, under the chin, the flesh under the chin, and hit him with his fist and killed him. That was a counterattack. He thought he was dead, but he wasn't dead. He got back up again and was going to attack David, but David killed him. In verses 31 to 37, David's trust in God and his confession of faith brought him before the king. David said, let no man's heart or spirit fail him, for he would fight. David was a covenant man who thought first on his covenant and promises of God rather than the size of the enemy. Saul says to David that he's only a youth, and Goliath has been trained as a man of war from his youth. David reminds Saul of the time when the bear and the lion came to take the lambs from his herd. He chased them, he fought them, and brought them down. David says that when they arose against him, he caught them by the beard, that is the flesh under the chin. He hit them and killed them. No ordinary person or youth could have done this. It was the anointing of God upon him. David's basically saying there was a counterattack. He thought the lion was dead, but the lion was not dead, and it got back up to attack him, and David hit him and killed him. Two times with the battles with the lion and the bear, they arose against David after he initially hit them with a stone and a sling. They were knocked out but not dead. David had learned through his two battles with the lion and the bear that it was important to make sure that the enemy was completely finished. And so with Goliath, David made absolutely sure that he took the head off Goliath. David made sure that he had the total victory and there was no chance of this mountain would rise up against him again. Thank you once again for being with me. This story of David and Goliath is very important to understand the counterattack. When we think we have victory, we may not be completely in that position. So God is warning us about the counterattack. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.